everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 26th, 2021. Well, I hope you had a good Monday and you're ready to go after day number two in this first month of the year. And you know, we talked about yesterday about shining lights and good works, and we're going to kind of talk about the same thing today. But I want you to think about this. Are you walking with Christ? Are you following Him? If so, then remember that you'll be following Him according to His Word. And your life will be conformed to the Word of God. So, like I mentioned, yesterday we discussed shining lights and good works, and we read from J.I. Packer's book concerning the Spirit of Christ. Packer mentioned how many do not allow the gospel to make an impact in their lives. They are like the priest and the Levite when they came across the man who had been robbed lying in the road. They passed by on the other side. Packer reminded us that that is not the Spirit of Christ. Christ, the one who is rich, became poor so that we might be rich. I mean, we see the parable or the story of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan saw the need and went and met the need. And that's the point that Packer's trying to make in his comments on the incarnate Christ, is that Christ saw the need, that we needed a Savior, and He left the glories of heaven to come down to earth to meet our needs. He was all about meeting our needs. He came to glorify His Father, but He came because we needed a Savior. And in my daily Bible reading yesterday, I read Matthew 25, and in this text, Jesus describes the separation of the sheep and the goats. It's described like this in verse 33, Matthew 25, 33. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand and the goats on His left. And so Jesus is describing in that passage the difference between the sheep and the goat. He describes the characteristics of the sheep. He tells us that the sheep are blessed of My Father. And why? Why are they blessed of the Father? Because Jesus was hungry and they fed Him. He was thirsty and they gave Him drink. He was a stranger and they took Him in. He was naked and they clothed Him. He was sick and they visited Him. He was in prison and they visited Him. And they asked Him, "Well, when did we do that for you?" He said, "As you've done it unto the least of these, My brethren, you've done it unto Me." And so when you serve those who had needs, you were in actuality serving Me. What we find is that those who are described as His sheep are those who have performed good works. They let their light shine by meeting the needs of others. You see, we want to understand that that is so important for us because we're all God's children. We are all the works of His hands. And it is wrong for us to view anyone as lesser than us. We are all created in the image of God, and you might say, well, they might abuse My goodness, or they won't appreciate My goodness, or whatever, or why am I going to serve them? Well, you're going to serve them. You're going to meet their needs because they are created in the image of God. Jesus told us that we would always have the poor with us, and so there are always going to be people present who give us the opportunity to serve them, to show the love of Christ, to meet the needs of one who can never repay us. That's the love of Christ. And so as I considered all of that, and I got a lot going on in my head as I'm considering this and thinking about where that leads me as a pastor and where how I need to think about this truth, and maybe it will cause you to think about how you can apply this truth. It caused me to think about good works. Remember yesterday when we shared the words of Jesus when He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We remember that our lights shine when we do good works. And so for the last few days, I've been thinking about the good works which we perform. What good works are we doing so that the world would see those good works and glorify God? How are we making an impact in our community that the community he would understand is because of Christ? How does the world know we are serving others so Christ would be glorified? I know there's a lot of pushback against a social gospel, and you know, I really don't know what that means. I know that some people have spoken negatively towards a social gospel, but it seems to me that through this teaching that we've looked at the last couple of days, we should begin thinking about doing good works to let our light shine so that God would be glorified. Maybe one of the reasons that Christ is not glorified or God's not glorified is because his people have not been doing good works as they should have. I mean, we should let our light shine. And it seems that God has given us an outline of what type of works can be considered good. You know, I've thought about that a lot. I hear good works and think about good works, but I've always kind of wondered, well, what are good works? And it seems that Jesus has kind of laid that out there for us. You want to know what good works are? Here are some examples. Feeding the hungry, providing water to the thirsty, visiting the sick and in prison, clothing the naked, taking the stranger in, and by the way, that could be fostering children, and to use the example of the Good Samaritan, seeing someone in need. There was a need present. He was robbed and lying in the street, and he needed someone to care for him. And so the Good Samaritan met the need. So seeing a need, seeing someone in need, and then meeting that need. James seems to address this same issue in James chapter number 2, verses 15 and 16. If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? In other words, you see someone have a need, then you meet that need. If it's clothes, give them clothes. If it's food, give them food. Not just, oh, I'll be praying for you, brother. No, do something. It seems to me that we have forgotten the importance of good works and letting our light shine. It seems we have forgotten how to show the love of Christ by serving another. It seems that maybe we need to reconsider the importance of good works. Maybe they should be a greater part of our Christian walk. I mean, think about it. We're so odd. We'll make dirt. They might abuse what I give them. Are we really worried that they might abuse what we give them, or are we really just being selfish? I mean, why, when someone has a need, will we not meet it? If we truly understand that what we have has been given to us of God and it's not our own, and that God has made us a steward of our gifts, then we need to, you know, we need to give them away to help other people. Why won't we do that? Are we really concerned that they will abuse what we give them, or are we really just being selfish? It's something for us to think about. We need to think about good works, and maybe doing good works should be a greater part of our Christian walk, and maybe we should come together as a church and do more good works to make an impact for Christ. Something I'm considering, and maybe something we all need to consider on our walk with Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I pray that you would open our hearts and open our eyes to see the way that you have served us. I pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes to see the needs of those around us. Help us to see all of those places where we can let our light shine by doing good works. Lord, I pray that we each can be led by the Spirit to know how to glorify you by doing good works. I pray that we would all seek to honor you by serving others. We thank you today for the example which Jesus left. He served us. May we show that same kind of love by serving others. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.